Tony Mack with your daily comedy news. Trevor Noah said, thanks to America's successful vaccine campaign, millions of Americans are finally getting back to doing the things they used to do before the pandemic, like going to restaurants, seeing friends, and then crap-talking those friends to another group of friends. Trevor also noticed there's an increase in passengers lashing out on airplanes, saying, after a year of staying at home, you think that people would be happy to just get on a plane, eat their pretzels, take the world's most painful nap, but instead, people are turning airplanes into their own personal rage rooms. If they really want to stop fights, airplanes shouldn't get rid of the alcohol. They should make you drink until you pass out for the rest of the flight. You either get zero shots or 14. There's no in between. But the real issue is that people are getting into fights on airplanes. Guys, this is the last place in the world that you should be fighting. And given how tight space is in economy, I'm even surprised that it's possible. Larry the Cable Guy tweets, we had a family reunion last week. Now I know why they call it a family tree. Half the women look like loggers. Conan O'Brien, I am leaving TBS because they did not take a wide receiver in the draft. The thing I'll miss most about doing a nightly show is my neighbor's daily excuses for why they didn't watch. Conan said, the cool thing about showing a kid Disney's Robin Hood for the first time is hearing them say, oh, Robin Hood, that's where I buy Dogecoin. And due to cash problems, Donald Trump's Florida home had to take on a sponsor and is now Mar-a-Lego. Conan adds, he thought of that tweet at the urinal. One last one from Conan. Half the USA is vaccinated. The other half thought 2020 was just too much fun. Pete Holmes caught up with High Times and said, I recently sent an email to myself, but Siri messed it up and sent it to one of my agents. He was just so gracious. He wrote back, this is hilarious. Love it. And I was like, oh, I didn't mean to send that to you. But apparently agents are well equipped to just go, I guess this client of mine is a little insane. I'll just say thank you for this page from your manifesto. The Denver Gazette caught up with John Lovitz. John Lovitz has spoken out against cancel culture, and quoting John Lovitz, I'll just say it, it's no different than McCarthyism. As soon as you say to a comedian like me, you can't say that, the first thing in my head is, oh, and now I have to. Lovitz admitted there's a difference between making jokes and being outright mean. The only people who should be canceled are those who are offended by jokes, who Lovitz encouraged to stop attending comedy shows. John Lovitz said, if you don't have the ability to laugh at yourself, don't go to a comedy club. I'm not changing my act. You know, I feel like doing this as a frustrated half-assed Jerry Seinfeld impression, even though this is John Lovitz. But if John Lovitz did a half-ass frustrated Jerry Seinfeld impression, it would sound like this. If you don't have the ability to laugh at yourself, don't go to a comedy club. I'm not changing my act. If you're watching TV and you don't like the show, change the channel. It's very simple. Cinema Blend caught my attention with this headline. Upcoming Adam Sandler movies. What's ahead for the comedy actor and producer? When it comes to comedy legends, there are so many that can pop in your mind from some of your favorite movies. For some, it's actors like comedians like Robin Williams or John Mulaney. But for the writer, it's always been the legendary Adam Sandler. Me too. Adam Sandler's classic films from Jack and Jill to what was the last one? Herbie Halloween would be fun. It's about a car. I digress. Longtime listeners to this podcast know that I love Adam Sandler movies. I think they're brilliant. And I thought it'd be fun to see what ones are coming up. Let's see. Hustle is in post-production. In 2014, it was announced that Adam Sandler would have a deal with Netflix to produce 6 films. However, since then, he's agreed to do 4 more, signing a $250 million deal. One of those upcoming movies is Hustle. Hustle, starring Adam Sandler and produced by LeBron James, is about a basketball coach who, after he was unjustly fired, finds a talented player overseas and decides there and then that he wants to bring him back to the United States to prove to the NBA that they both have a shot to make it in the industry. As reported by Deadline, there have been plenty of stars that have already signed on for Hustle. Queen Latifah? Robert Duvall? Really? Robert Duvall? Isn't he like 90? How old is Robert Duvall? I'm looking this up. Robert Duvall is 90. He's going to be in an Adam Sandler movie. Now, this is interesting because I don't think Robert Duvall has ever been bad in a movie. So which is greater, Robert Duvall's greatness or Adam Sandler's terribleness? Which will win out? Or maybe it's both. Maybe the entire movie is awful and then Robert Duvall comes on. You're like, you know, that scene was pretty good. Unfortunately, there is no date yet for Hustle. Also in pre-production is Spaceman. We've talked about this one. This follows an astronaut played by Adam Sandler. Very convincing. Adam looks like an astronaut. Most astronauts, as you know, are 54 years old and wear baggy shorts and basketball shirts and make me look like Sean Connery in 1963. That's who they sent to space. So astronaut Adam Sandler is sent to the very edge of the galaxy. Might have to call in Neil deGrasse Tyson on this. This sounds like some pretty unrealistic stuff for astronaut Adam Sandler. Anyway, he's sent there to collect some sort of mysterious dust from space. But when he finds out that his life on Earth is falling to pieces, he turns to the only voice that can help, which just so happens to be a creature from the beginning of time that is apparently lurking on his ship. Now, should I even bog down in the science of how is Adam Sandler finding out what's happening back on Earth? I mean, even at the speed of light, how is he getting this information quickly? Or should I just, you know, watch an Adam Sandler science fiction movie and not worry about the science part? Probably that. Carey Mulligan has signed on to co-star along Adam Sandler, portraying his Earthbound wife. Carey Mulligan is 36 years old, so you can see why 36-year-old Carey Mulligan would be married to basketball shirt, baggy shorts wearing 54-year-old astronaut Adam Sandler. This all sounds really realistic. No release date on that either. How about Murder Mystery 2? Back in 2019, Murder Mystery starring Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. Netflix reported the movie was watched by a record-breaking 30,869,863 accounts in its first 3 days. That's individual accounts. That's not even accounting for the number of password sharers out there. As much as I hate on Adam Sandler movies, that is a lot of views, Adam Sandler. The Cinema Blend writer says, there have been any updates on the sequel. Well, dude, this article is about upcoming movies. You can't tell me that there are upcoming movies and be like, here's one that could theoretically happen, but there are no updates. Sure, he's in Godfather 4 as well. That's not a thing, but what are you doing in this article? Now I'm mad. Cinema Blend dude says, don't get me wrong, I know both of these talented actors have some amazing things coming up, so it's not surprising that a sequel to this may be taking a bit longer than usual to get going. Or what about Adam Sandler's Godfather 4, where he plays the nephew of Michael Corleone? There's a bit here. I don't have it right now, but we're going to work this out. Wow, this article is totally turning into garbage now. Happy Gilmore 2, rumored, but nothing is confirmed. The writer says, okay, sadly, there's nothing confirmed about Happy Gilmore 2. But the topics come up. Yeah? What kind of article is this? I'm hearing Adam Sandler could potentially perhaps star in a remake of The Wizard of Oz. He would play the wizard, which I said as a joke, but he'd probably be really good in that role. Cinema Blend says, which Adam Sandler film are you looking forward to or hoping for the most? Me? Clearly Godfather 4. More from Cinema Blend. Years after Robin Williams' untimely passing, his impact on film, TV, and comedy can still be felt today. Just before his passing, Robin Williams returned to TV on the CBS sitcom The Crazy Ones. I think I remember that happened. The series was short-lived, but his time with one young comedian left an impression. Hollywood scribe Dan Hernandez took to Twitter to share his time with Robin Williams. He said, we were asked to be on the set for the pilot of The Crazy Ones, Robin's big return to TV. We only had 6 months of TV experience under our belt. We were honored and flattered to be asked. Robin Williams, what would he be like? Aloof? Mean? Nope. The best. Watching him work in person made my appreciation rise to another level. He would effortlessly rip off improvs, take after take doing different riffs, finally asking for a final take where he would string all the improvs together into a super take. While on set, Dan Hernandez revealed the late comedian got the only standing ovation he's witnessed from a film or TV crew. Despite his status as a top Hollywood star, Robin Williams would ask for feedback and listen to notes to create a great show. Given his quiet off-screen personality, Hernandez remembered the late actor spouting the occasional one-liner off camera. And The Hollywood Reporter spoke to several comedians, you will know their names when I say them in a second, and said, if a fan is coming at you, what is he or she most likely to do or say? Chris Redd said, a large number of people come to me and ask me to tell Pete Davidson something, like love letters, but through me. They asked Pete if he would deliver them. Pete Davidson said, of course not. Chris Redd, I delivered one or two our first year working together, and then I realized just how many it was, Pete Davidson, and I usually just run away because I'm terrified of life and people. Ed Helms said, people just scream, Nard Dog, his character from The Office, at me from very far away, like all the way across airport terminals. Oftentimes, I'll just do that awkward thing where I pretend like I didn't hear it, but then like 30 people suddenly look at you and they start shouting, Nard Dog, and yeah, it's just awkward. Ted Danson was part of this crew, so it's Ed Helms, Ted Danson, Pete Davidson, what is going on? Ted Danson said, I get a lot of people coming up and saying, my grandmother loved watching you on Cheers, and I'll say, hold on, let me turn on my hearing aids. Okay, say again. That is your comedy news for today. You can follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, George Lopez Podcast, whatever you want to do. See you tomorrow.